My name is Ebenezer Silvertongue McCracken. And welcome to Pirate Radio. As always, I'm joined in the tavern with my two best friends.
Yar. I'm Squiddy Jones.
I have my other friend.
Yar. I am Big, Mean, Stinky Dan.
Yar har, welcome to Pirate Radio. We got a lot of news for you today, all things related to pirates. The first one be the nice lady, Juliet.
Oh, yar.
You know her. She's the owner of the Barrel's Bottom. She has hired her first non-handicapped bartender.
Oh, yar. Hi, yar.
Yar, this is new. This hasn't been going on. Most of her, their bartenders have, like, peg legs and
peg eyes.
And the such.
Peg arms. Such as Leg Dan. My brother.
Peg Torso Steven.
Oh, yes. Peg Torso Steven, yes.
I don't know how he's alive.
There's also Peghead Dave.
Ah, Peghead.
May he rest in peace.
Yes, I'm sorry about Peghead Dave.
Just a really crudely drawn smiley face.
Anyways, the guy they hired on... it was Earl Krusty Jones, related to the squid.
Your
here.
Cousin, your R.
I got a weird cousin. He's a little crusty.
He's a lad lover.
Yeah, no handicap.
Yar, he came.
Now that's progress if I ever did hear.
Everybody's crusty.
He was quoted saying, "I'm not very good at mixing drinks, but they only drink straight rum, so it's pretty easy."
Yar.
And he gets a lot of tips, because he gets to the tables faster.
Yar, I imagine, yar.
One of his co-workers, though, Eliza Halfleg, she said, "He's a landlubber, never experienced the hard labor of the sea." Yar, many of Krusty's co-workers have tried to disarm him, but due to their lack of depth perception and speed, their attempts have failed.
Hey, he's got one leg up.
Or maybe two.
Everything hurts.
Moving on. So in some other news, Fleetwood One Toe lost his last toe in a tragic door slamming.
What a shame.
He was finishing his time on the latrine. He wiped his hands on his pants, as is customary.
As is customary. Yar.
And he bumped into Ned No Brains Brawn.
Neddy.
Yes.
Ned.
I've hired him a few times. Not very smart, but he can lift a thing or two.
And you don't give him, you pay him in lint.
Yeah.
He knows just
pull your pocket out.
He eats it.
He only knows two colors. Black. And a darker shade of black.
But Ned was in such a hurry to urinate that he slammed the door on Fleetwood's last toe, the third one from his big toe on the left foot. Fleetwood was quoted in saying, "I'm very sad to see it go, but hey, it's not so bad. Now my name rhymes." Fleetwood No Toe. Good news though, boys. If you got scurvy, Dr. Gumbo has finally reopened the doors to his scurvy specific hospital.
Stinky Mean Dan's got some stinky mean scurvy.
Oh, then you better go to Swerve the Scurve. He was closed because an orange tree fell on it.
Oh, that's ironic.
It is. One of his patients said, "It's just like before, except there's an orange tree coming through the roof." It's a Julius fruit hater.
That probably helps with scurvy.
I talked to Dr. Gumbo about that, and he said, "It's just a new skylight. Really helps the patients feel like they aren't in the bowels of the ship anymore."
Except for Julius fruit hater, yar.
Yar, he's just a hater of fruit, though.
Yar, prejudice is not welcome in the pirate community.
Let's
tie him to a cannon and push it off the boat.
That sounds like a good time.
That's
to
a waste
me.
Of a cannon, yar.
We did that last week for someone, but this week's weekly riot will occur at 2:39 p.m. this Wednesday.
I can't tell time. I'm a squid.
Well, when the sun's in the sky real high.
I'm not a squid. That's a lie.
This week's question to Riot 2 is whether the weather will be sunny or cloudy this weekend.
I hope it's sunny. It's been cloudy the past couple weeks, yar.
I think
it's high time we deserve a sunniest riot day.
Yar.
I have a question for ye.
Yar.
Doesn't it seem kind of strange for Davy Jones to name his squid son Squiddy?
Well, me actual name is...
And that's the end of Pirate News. If you have anything you want us to know about, feel free to just throw a message in a bottle and throw it as far as you can.
Hey.
Speaking of that, we have another bottle that I just had washed up on the shore.
Oh, there it is.
Let me read it. Yar,
read it.
Oh, this isn't it, Squid. I can't read this.
It's not a squid.
Oh. Krusty, the first non-handicapped bartender, has lost... both his hands in a bar fight.
Well, what is he gonna do now, Yar? He can't pour rum.
It says, Juliet, a nice lady, was nice enough to let him stay on and be the coat rack.
That's nice.
There's a reason.
So nice.
She's called Nice Lady.